there are some days when you just want to go and talk about something specific. And yes, at other times, you just grab a natter when you can. Welcome to the Big Colour for Napod Pomo. Hi, my name is Dave and welcome to day 13 of my Napod Pomo series for 2020. In this particular episode, it's literally just me and Caroline.
Hello.
Caroline nattering most part about her.
That had me off.
Yeah, well, I have that effect on people. Talking about art and art designs and digital thingies and feedback as well. So what I'll be doing is I'll edit that down to something a little bit more cohesive and coherent. And, that's coming up now. So you were talking about feedback from...
Yeah, so I'm doing a 30-day logo challenge. Logo design is not something I've ever done before. I'm trying to learn more about graphic design, so it was something recommended in the course, and it seemed like a good way to practice. So basically, each day I get an email from a fake client with a brief, and you then go away and make the logo. The first day I did it, I got some likes and things. Second day I was all right. I got some feedback today from the first logo, a couple of days late, from somebody who actually took quite a bit of time to give feedback, liked the palette, thought it was fitting for the brand it was supposed to be for, just gave some suggestions for layout. The one that I've posted yesterday, which I will admit I spent less time on because I'd been doing my other stuff. Somebody comments saying, not very well, keep trying, with a love hat emoji, which wasn't overly negative, but wasn't overly constructive either. And as I'm learning, I'd far rather somebody gives a detailed response and goes to detail why they think something has or hasn't worked, than just a generic message that doesn't mean anything.
Granted, and I think this is, it's a two-sided thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
That if you're gonna provide feedback on something that doesn't quite look right to your eye, bearing in mind everybody's eye is different.
Yes, and also everybody's at the different stage of development, and I don't mean graphic development, I'm about stages of being a graphic designer and things. So what I'm learning now might be completely second nature for somebody else.
Well, exactly. I mean, I'm a graphic designer, but I can look at something and identify where, to my eye, it doesn't look right.
Yes, and you helped me. So I've been working on a logo for myself.
Right, so that's my point.
And your advice was very helpful.
Hold on.
Great off.
Yeah, your advice was very helpful because I'd already worked really hard to work out with guidelines to space it out, but I'd missed a bit. And that is because I'm looking at it with an eye that knows what they're trying to achieve. You're looking at it with completely fresh eyes.
Yeah.
You know what I'm trying to achieve from what you can see, and you've already spotted a bit that didn't quite work.
But everybody who sees your design for the first time is going to be looking with those eyes, and
yes,
they are going to see things. And the worst thing to do is not say anything at all.
Yes.
So you need to give that feedback back to the designer to say, hey, by the way, this is brilliant, absolutely loved it, but I think it could be improved by doing this, that or the
yes.
other.
The one that I did yesterday, I wasn't amazingly happy with. I knew what I wanted to achieve in my head, but it hadn't quite worked that way. And I've already in my head thought of different ways I could have done it. Today's I was pretty pleased with because the brief said didn't want anything too eye-catching or fancy, just had to look professional. It was going to be used in a presentation, and they didn't want to be all colourful, it just had to look professional. So that meant I kept in with just two colours, one to emphasise, and I did it as a mock-up on a PowerPoint presentation just to show it. I ummed and ahed about putting some wording on the logo about their being fast and proficient, but then I realised it was going to be part of a presentation. You don't want to just repeat on the logo what they're going to say in the presentation.
No.
But it's a thought process, isn't it? But what I am pleased with, whether the actual design isn't right or not, is I've got it looking really sharp and clean. I've worked it out with a light background and a dark background, and I'm getting more to grips with paint, Photoshop. By doing this challenge, I've worked out some things that people do with book covers that I've always wondered how they do it, about how you do the text effects and the beveling and the weighting and the glowing and things like that.
Yes.
So to my mind, everything's been useful and helped serve a purpose.
That's good. That is good. What I was saying earlier about providing feedback on, particularly design feedback and technical feedback, it's not just about people who are willing to provide that feedback to you, but you, as a creator, have to be receptive to that feedback,
yes,
regardless of how unconstructive that feedback may seem.
Yes.
Particularly if you've got somebody who's not, for whom English isn't their first language.
Yes. I felt a little bit deflated about the comment I had yesterday, but the comment didn't say anything overly negative. I think I was deflated because it didn't give any information.
Right.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
But they still took time to give some thought and feedback, so I have to be pleased with that. And I'm very much learning at the moment. I think as I get further on, I need to start learning by doing sketch mock-ups before I do the final thing, because what I'm doing at the moment is going with my gut.
Yeah.
I'm developing a design, whereas as you get more comfortable, you might develop multiple designs and then work out which one's the best. But I'm enjoying it because it's something I bought back in April, this course. I've had Adobe Photoshop for a while.
Ages.
Well, the Creative Suite. I've always wanted to learn it better. And I'm finding ways to do it. I've got a fair few courses through NeoStock that I'm going to do next, but that's more fun stuff. That's photo manipulation and things. What I want to do is, before I do that, with the photo manipulation, is get used to the program first, so not everything feels like it's alien. You know, I've used Photoshop on and off over the years, but never in depth. What I'm also learning from this is I do daily art prompts, and I've done that for a while. What I've always been self-critical about is my composition. My artwork's fine, but how I lay it out, you know, sometimes it's not in the centre, it might be a bit off to the left. I sometimes do too much of the background that deflects from the actual artwork. What I'm now learning is setting up a consistent template so that individual pieces will all look like they're part of the same collection because of the layout and the format. And I'm pretty proud this week that I've done a few food pieces that have actually looked pretty realistic.
Mm.
I did an apple yesterday,
the apple
I was so
was
proud
phenomenal.
Of. Because not only did I get the tone and shading right, I gave it depth and a light reflection on the apple.
Can we get you back in the lift here?
Yeah. So I know I'm improving my skills, I just now need to make things more uniform and presented better.
Mm.
Dave's had a sneak peek of 6 cartoon animals I've done.
Yes.
But they're consistent because they're all same layout, centred on it, logo's in the right place. So whilst they're all individual pieces, you can tell they're part of a set.
Yes.
And the next thing I'm learning is colour theory, about how to harmonise certain colours together, which I think is something that will really help me in artwork. Rather than having loads of palettes and choosing colours, how to create a smaller palette just for that piece that works well together.
Okay, yeah.
The girls
do it. Complementary colours.
Yes, Amy and Cara do it. It's like they do their palette, but their way of doing art is very different to how I do art.
Which is fine. Oh, there's a bus.
I can do things through sight without needing a guide. I might have something to the side of me to look at, but I'll do it by hand. Whereas they tend to have a little reference picture on the screen with them. They will do onion skins to work out the layout.
Oh yeah, I've seen Amy do it in that.
Yeah.
Where she'll do a rough sketch, then outline it.
Yep.
And remove the rough sketch and then draw.
Yep.
And remove the outline.
Yes. And that's a process that she finds natural. I find it more natural doing it raw, as it were, and then refining.
The difference there is whether you can form in your own mind what the final picture looks like.
Yes.
Which I think that's where you excel.
Yeah.
You already know what it's going to look like in your head, and you just copy that.
And I'm now working more with the colouring, not just to do colour, but I think when you colour a piece, you can have it quite flat, or you can give it depth, and it's now working on giving it the depth. So using an airbrush to do the shadows at the bottom and the light at the top, using an alpha lock so that it's done that way, finding different pattern tools that will help do the effect. So the apple, I use the membrane tool to create the lines of the apple, and then use the stubble tool to create the dots. Then I use a bit of the airbrushing for the darkness to give an impression that there was a depth to where the green stalk was coming out of, when in effect it was all a flat picture that's then being given depth. It's an area I'm still working on, but
yeah,
actually quite enjoying doing it, and I can actually kind of see how realism people do things. They will probably do flat colour first and then build up the, I guess it's the tone and the light and shadow to create that more realistic element to it.
Yes.
So.
Cool.
Pretty happy.
Excellent. If you haven't already done so, please subscribe to The Big Slurp wherever you get your podcasts. If you find somewhere that The Big Slurp isn't, please let me know. Which way? This way. Also, let me know if there's anything you would like to cover off on a future episode, or if you've got any feedback for myself or for Caroline on what we've spoken about in today's episode. Send an email to slurp@thelovebug.org, or leave a comment at the bottom of the episode show notes over at thelovebug.org/colour. That's with a U, people. If you like what I'm doing here, why not leave a review for The Big Slurp wherever you get your podcasts? And of course, you can find all of the previous episodes for this project over at thelovebug.org/slurp. Thank you very much indeed for listening. I'll be back tomorrow. Please join me if you can.